Course, Book 16, Tape 2D. Hello. Open your book to the activities for Tape 2D. Read the sentences in Figure 1. Now listen to a sentence and match it with one of the statements in Figure 1. Let's do number 1 together. Number 1. His ankle is broken. Put 1 next to letter B. He's got to see a doctor. Repeat. His ankle is broken. He's got to see a doctor. Now listen and match the statements. Number 2. I'll drive my car to work today. Number 3. She wants a visa. Number 4. The store is out of tapes. Number 5. Today is a holiday. Number 6. He's out of shape. Number 7. We finished our assignment. Number 8. The dog is very friendly. Let's check your answers. Letter A is number 4. Repeat. The store is out of tapes. I've got to get a rain check. Letter B is number 1. Repeat. His ankle is broken. He's got to see a doctor. Letter C is number 8. Repeat. The dog is very friendly. She doesn't have to be afraid of it. Letter D is number 7. Repeat. We finished our assignment. We don't have to study any more tonight. Letter E is number 3. Repeat. She wants a visa. She's got to fill out an application. Letter F is number 2. Repeat. I'll drive my car to work today. You don't have to drive yours. Letter G is number 5. Repeat. Today is a holiday. They don't have to go to school. Letter H is number 6. Repeat. He's out of shape. He's got to run more. Now look at Figure 2. Listen to a sentence. Use the words and make a statement that tells what someone has got to or doesn't have to do. Number 1. The window is broken. He's got to replace it. Repeat. He's got to replace it. Number 2. It's not raining. We don't have to take our umbrella. Repeat. We don't have to take our umbrella. Number three. The alarm clock is ringing. You've got to turn it off. Repeat. You've got to turn it off. Number four. The bank is closed. She's got to go back tomorrow. Repeat. She's got to go back tomorrow. Number five. Their hair looks okay. They don't have to get a haircut. Repeat. They don't have to get a haircut. Number six. He just cashed a check. He doesn't have to go to the bank. Repeat. He doesn't have to go to the bank. Number seven. He's on guard duty. He's got to stay awake. Repeat. He's got to stay awake. Number eight. They've been playing all afternoon. They've got to rest. Repeat. They've got to rest. Number nine. There's a stop sign on the corner. You've got to stop. Repeat. You've got to stop. Number ten. This is very important. You've got to tell the truth. Repeat. You've got to tell the truth. Look at figure three. Listen and repeat the sentences. Number one. She had been practicing for months before she entered the race. Number two. They had been sleeping for 3 hours when the alarm clock rang. Number three, he hadn't been working out every day, so he wasn't in good shape. Number four, they had been marching for hours, so they were very tired. Number five. Had he been coughing before he went to the doctor? Yes, he'd been coughing for several days. Number six. He was happy when he got his new car. He had been wanting one for a long time. Look at figure four. Read the statements and phrases you see. Now listen and complete a sentence or answer a question. Put the number next to the correct part. Number one. He'd been sneezing for a long time. The correct answer is C, so the doctor gave him an allergy shot. Repeat. He'd been sneezing for a long time. So the doctor gave him an allergy shot. Number two, the wind had been blowing hard for several hours. The correct answer is G, when the storm hit. Repeat, the wind had been blowing hard for several hours. When the storm hit. Number three, he had been saving his money regularly. The correct answer is F, before he lost his job. Repeat, he had been saving his money regularly. Before he lost his job. Number four, he had been dieting for almost a month. The correct answer is B, before he lost any weight. Repeat, he had been dieting for almost a month. Before he lost any weight. Number five, they had been fishing for hours. The correct answer is H, before they caught a fish. Repeat, they had been fishing for hours. Before they caught a fish. Number six, had the hose been leaking for a long time? The correct answer is A, yes. It had. Repeat. Had the hose been leaking for a long time? Yes, it had. Number seven. Was he prepared for the surprise quiz? The correct answer is E. No, he hadn't been studying regularly. Repeat. Was he prepared for the quiz? No, he hadn't been studying regularly. Number eight. He had been operating the machine. The correct answer is D, just before it broke. Repeat. He had been operating the machine. Just before it broke. Look at figure 5. Listen to the sentences. Then use the words and make a sentence. Number 1. He was tired. He'd been working all night. Repeat. He was tired. He'd been working all night. Number 2. She was very upset. She'd been crying for a long time. Repeat. She was very upset. She'd been crying for a long time. Number 3. He was feeling better. He'd been taking his medicine. Repeat, he was feeling better. He'd been taking his medicine. Number 4. He was dizzy. He had been feeling bad all day. Repeat. He was dizzy. He had been feeling bad all day. Number 5. They were ready for the match. They had been practicing for weeks. Repeat. They were ready for the match. They had been practicing for weeks. Now let's listen to a conversation about military customs and courtesies. I didn't realize military customs and courtesies were so important.
They're not only important, they're necessary.
Sergeant, what is one of the most important courtesies?
Saluting correctly.
I thought saluting was a custom.
Well, it is. The military has been doing it for years, and it's compulsory. But we call it a courtesy, too.
Tell me about some of the customs.
The most important custom is telling the truth. We are always expected to tell the truth and behave with honor.
I've heard people talk about the place of honor. What's that?
The place of honor is on your right. Senior officers are always placed on the right of a subordinate.
Customs and courtesies sound the same to me.
You're right. In some ways, they are. My advice to you is learn them and observe them.
Look at figure 6. I will read for Private White, and you read for Sergeant Brown. I'll begin. I didn't realize military customs and courtesies were so important. Sergeant, what is one of the most important courtesies? I thought saluting was a custom. Tell me about some of the customs. I've heard people talk about the place of honor. What's that? Customs and courtesies sound the same to me. Now look at figure 7. We are changing roles. You begin this time. They're not only important, they're necessary. Saluting correctly. Well, it is. The military has been doing it for years, and it's compulsory. But we call it a courtesy, too. The most important custom is telling the truth. We are always expected to tell the truth and behave with honor. The place of honor is on your right. Senior officers are always placed on the right of a subordinate. You're right. In some ways, they are. My advice to you is learn them and observe them. Now look at figure 8. Read the question. You will hear a conversation twice. The first time, just listen. The second time, listen and write the answer to the question. Now listen to the conversation. Jack, do you want to study with me for tomorrow's test?
Sure, David. I like to study with someone else. I think it's easier to learn that way. What do you want to study first? Rights and privileges?
How about the lesson on customs and courtesies in the military? I'm not too sure of those.
Sounds good. I'll start with the rules for saluting.
Now listen to the conversation again. Jack, do you want to study with me for tomorrow's test?
Sure, David. I like to study with someone else. I think it's easier to learn that way. What do you want to study first? Rights and privileges?
How about the lesson on customs and courtesies in the military? I'm not too sure of those.
Sounds good. I'll start with the rules for saluting.
Now write the answer to the question. The correct answer is saluting or the salute. This is the end of tape 2D, book 16.